Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They're going to beat the Bengals. Hooray! 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 They're going to beat the Bengals. No!
Bengals starts now.
And we're back, baby.
She said she wants some Joe Burrow, some T. Higgins, a little Jamar Chase. We'll definitely set the season off right.
We got through it.
Yeah, we didn't practice that or anything. And nope. Just fucking...
We're trying to practice less and less because we're just trying not to give a shit, even though it's like the thing we prepare for the most besides the burns in the season. But all that being said, welcome back to
Fuck You, We like the Bengals.
I'm your host, Alex Schubert. Sitting across from me, as always, is...
Lloyd Johnson.
I heard a third voice.
I did, too.
Introduce yourself, third voice.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kelly Peter.
Kelly Peter, welcome back to the pod.
Thanks.
Did you start your website after? Like, when did you... Explain your website.
Yeah, so me and my friend Lou, we have a blog where we blog about football called Blog in the Back.
It's fantastic.
Yep, and we started it, I think, in February and really wanted to cover a lot of like draft coverage and stuff.
Yeah, I did a mock for him.
Yeah, Alex wrote for
us. I got one pick right.
I mean, that's what mocks are for, though.
Yep.
But yeah, no, we were always texting each other about football and different things. We're like, might as well just put this on the internet. And if anyone else cares, they can read it too.
Yeah.
So,
like, what is your ultimate goal with this? This is just like your practice thing.
Right. Now it's just kind of like an outlet for us. We just love football and following it and like, we're like, why not write about it and see where it goes? So it's not really expectations right now. We're just kind of doing it for fun. But
if
it ends up going somewhere, leading to something, we're happy with it too.
You guys, I'm assuming you guys aren't really getting paid for it yet.
Not yet.
It's just for fun, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game. For the literal love of the game.
You got that?
I think so.
All right.
I mean, I practiced the slow jam song, but not saying for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Lloyd, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Been swamped with fucking doctor's visits and all that stuff lately. It's been super cool. Got me on new medicine. I have to give myself shots once a week.
Dude, so what are the shots for again?
It's a biologic to deal with that fucked up bone disease thing.
Yeah. I remember the only time I've ever had to give myself shots, it was like for 4 years, but I had a growth hormone deficiency when I was a kid.
Micropene.
Okay, I had two growth hormone deficiencies. Like,
they were called testicles.
No comment. No, I had a. I was short. I was very, very short.
Still are.
I'm 5'9". That's decently average. I'm also saying that to two people who are like, how tall?
6'5".
How tall?
I was 6'5". Now I'm like 6'4".
Oh, I'm 5'9". I'm just like, I'm decently average. Meanwhile, you guys are both fucking small forwards. But no, I had to take it because I was very short. I'm still pretty short, but
But you're pretty.
I do okay. Lloyd's prettier.
You know.
But no, eighth grade, I was 4'10".
Wow.
Yeah. How tall were you in eighth grade?
6'3".
you also tell Kelly how you looked in the eighth grade.
Just like that. Yeah. He's pointing to himself.
Yeah, like this grew in at like 13, 14.
That's wild.
By the time I was 15, like I could do this.
That is insane.
I still can't do that, and I'm almost 30.
Yeah, same here.
I can't not. Like, I shaved this, like, yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's still, it's already like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's wild.
You'd think I'd be like hairy. Nope, just my fucking face. That's
nope.
It. Wow.
It's like the Anthony DeVito joke. Anthony DeVito is a very, very funny comic. I've worked with him before. He said, it's like, I take my shirt off and my chest isn't that bad. But then I take off my pants and I am still wearing pants. You've seen DeVito, right, Lloyd?
Mm-hmm. It's fun, fucking funny, dude. I like the special he put on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Brain Noise. Check it out. Kelly, check it out sometime.
Absolutely.
What else are you guys up to? Kelly, what have you been up to recently? You live downtown.
I live downtown, yep. Took a couple summer trips, one to northern Michigan with the family, and then one to...
With Kelly Peter Sr.
Yep.
With Kelly the tennis pro.
Yep.
He does a show at Go Bananas every year.
Yep. Once a year special.
I heard they were also firing kittens out of t-shirt cannons at homeless people.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
That's just what I heard.
Yes. I still...
<He's> like, what?
I did that show. I think I told this story. I did that show like 5 years ago. And I've literally known you guys like my whole life. Mm-hmm. And then Kelly's like, come on stage, critique my set. And stuff like that. And I literally had one of the best sets I've ever had.
Awesome.
The crowd was just completely on board the whole time.
Love that.
But
good vibes that night.
It was great vibes. The crowd was fun. I mean, Go Bananas. Have you ever been to Go Bananas?
I don't think so.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I was like out of town when he did his stand-up. So.
Yeah. It's just, I vaguely remember it. I told him to not wear shorts on stage because your dad is absolutely the kind of person that would wear shorts on stage.
Oh, absolutely.
And
he wears shorts all day, every day.
He does.
Hey, I'm about that life.
Yeah,
he is about that life. That's why you don't do comedy, Lloyd. It's because you wear shorts all the time.
And that and some other things.
Yes, I get that comedy is not for everybody, but it would be fun to see Lloyd do 5 minutes. I get he never will.
I mean, if there was a reason to do it, maybe. But it's just, I love comedy. I love watching comedy, but. I think the second that I had to make it work, it would kind of kill it.
Yep.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
It's like, because I've been doing it for a decade, and it's just like, there are definitely times where I find myself a little jaded by doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been around the Cincy comedy scene since you started.
Before I started.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, you have never done a set.
No.
But you also know more about stand-up than most comics.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's, hyperfixation, baby.
Nah, we both got hyperfixation autism. Just you have the neuronontypical, and I've just got the one where I recognize notes.
You got the burgery kind.
The oh yeah, I got the burgery kind.
I got the tizzies. You got the burgers.
Kelly, what's your brain thing?
I don't know if I have one.
He's like real horny.
No,
it's nothing personal. I fuck with everybody.
No. It's if we fuck with you, it means we're cool. This is fuck you. We like the Bengals.
Yeah.
After all.
No, Kelly, like when Kelly went to UD, he was like kind of the life of the party in Milano's a little bit.
Yep.
It was so fun. I cannot wait to make paychecks there again. But
miss those days.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
I'm getting a little old for it. I really recognize that. And Lloyd's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I mean, we said this a few years ago.
It pays my bills.
Hey.
Not complaining.
Yeah, I respect
it. Yeah, I'm not mad at you for it, but yeah.
It's like 2 days a week, $400 a week. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But so what do you do now? What's your day gig now?
So I'm a supply chain analyst, so I'm working with different vendors to kind of set up and reschedule and schedule their deliveries to make sure they get to grocery stores on time.
Oh, nice. So is that like a kind of what TQL does a little bit?
A little. I'm not really like doing the same things they're doing. I'm more so just like a middleman between like grocery stores and like vendors, like Coke, like and Hershey, stuff like
that. So you're saying you sell Coke?
Yes.
Coca-Cola.
And,
damn it.
I mean, who's going to listen?
I'm not a middleman for Coke.
Nope.
If any FBI officers are listening.
They call you Kelly Pablo Escobar Peter for a reason. We are happy to do this podcast here on the network of Sports Drink. We've talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Today's episode of Fuck You Like the Bengals is brought to you by Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Sports Drink is a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and non-sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type in @sportsdrink, spelled like sports drink without the vowels. All we ask is that you close the door behind you. We're trying to not let the funk out. We got some football to talk about.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
They're, because it's coming up. I'm very, how many, 7.5 Sundays from now?
Yep. I think it's 50, like, 2 days.
And I'm the autistic one.
I just want to say, I think I'm on an FBI list, because for the last 3 months, I've searched how many days till September 11th. And they have got to be on some sort of list, since that's
yes.
That's the when we play the Steelers, if you're not aware.
As long as you're not taking flight school, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You're going to fly to the crew tower.
Like, where's your passport right now, sir?
We're going to ask you to take your shoes off here. We're going to do a little extra search. I didn't realize week one was September 11th.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I saw, like, Leonard Fournette the other day. He like, for the Buccaneers, reported, like...
Way overweight?
Yeah, like 260 pounds.
I saw that, and I wondered, was it fat or muscle?
Fat.
That checks out.
Yeah.
He's now Leonard Fivenet.
But yeah, he basically tweeted out, like, I'll see y'all September 11th, and you'll see what I'm about. I was like... We need the context on that.
Well, yeah, man, it seems like you're about cheesecake. You're about a lot of.
It's like someone's getting hyped for playoff football, but they show up overweight. I'll see you January 6th, and yeah. I'll show you what I'm about.
Exactly.
So. Oh man, that is so. He literally showed up to like kind of just Jamarcus Russell style.
Yes.
Holy shit!
So, the pictures. There's a picture of him walking in, and it. It looks like somebody's stepdad is like showing up to pick them up from football practice.
I have not seen this yet. I do want to look it up.
I don't think he's on the TB12 diet, it's safe to say.
Yeah. No.
No kale ice cream in this
no.
world.
No, he's on the
cookie.
He's on the TB12 Super Bowl party diet, just drinking constantly.
Exactly.
Oh boy, he looks very big.
So hopefully none of the Bengals report like that.
No.
Fingers crossed.
I thought that was Leonard Fournette. Turns out it was just Shaq Barrett. Nah.
I have a buddy that works over at Ignition Sports where a lot of the guys like do rehab and workout stuff.
I don't know if I do, but I've...
No, I'm saying I have a buddy that
works
over there, and he said that a few of the linemen that showed up or whatever, he's like, some impressive boys. He's like, yes. He's very... Very optimistic after seeing a lot of them check in. And
I feel like Lael Collins would be on that list.
Yeah, he was saying that he was doing like the... So they have a band that's like an 80-pound band, and you push it across your body. And he said he's never seen just like it looked like somebody was just moving their arm with no resistance. And it's an 80-pound pull, so you turn your whole body and push your fist across. And I'm like, I don't ever want to know what it's like to get punched by that dude.
No.
Like, he's throwing 80-pound resistance bands as if they're not there.
Yeah.
That dude... He'll hurt you.
He's a mauler.
Yeah.
What is stopping? I think the only thing stopping the Bengals from having him on the left side is that Jonah Williams has been accustomed to that side. Mm. Other than, like, was Lael Collins a right tackle or a left tackle?
I think he was a right. He was on the right, yeah. Yeah. So I think it's just comfort for both guys.
I learned a lot about offensive linemen when I was vouching for Sewell. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. But it's when you're a lineman, it's like when you switch sides, it's like learning a whole new technique.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll use a ball with a stick reference. It's like a right-handed power hitter switching to left-handed.
Yeah.
It's like you have to learn it's like the same motion, but the opposite side.
Yeah. I remember reading that because the Lions ended up having to flip Sewell to the right side because they already had Taylor Decker at left tackle.
Yeah.
And I think it was Jeff Schwartz or Mitch Schwartz, one of the Schwartz offensive linemen that's on Twitter.
Didn't Mitch Schwartz retire?
Yeah, he just retired.
Yep.
One of them was like, it'd be like if you were wiping your ass with your left hand when you're used to your right hand. Like, everything's just like feels weird and you're not used to it. So,
no, that checks out.
Yeah, they said Collins practices both.
Man, that dude, oh my God.
They said when he was with Dallas, he would stay for like first and second team practices. And he'd practice first team on right, second team on left.
That's a dude who just never stops working.
Yeah.
That's insane that he does that.
And, as long as he behaves.
Yeah.
No, because do you remember the story of him being drafted?
Yeah, I do. I remember that.
He was
supposed to be a first-round pick.
Yeah, and then he was a suspect in a burglary?
I think it was in a murder. Like, he was a witness. He was a key witness. Yeah. But, like, wasn't, like, involved with it. But, it came out, like, 2 days before the draft. And teams were, like, scared off. Like,
well, I think the thing that came out was that he was not cooperating with law enforcement. Okay. And that aspect, sense. I think it was something along those lines.
But now he's just like became like a bona fide, like very good starter for Dallas. I'm like, and Dallas has been a team for years. They've like been notorious for having notorious isn't the right word. They've been known for having a really good offensive line.
Would you say for the longest notoriously fucking time. B.I.G.?
No.
Big guys.
Where lay a lat.
No, no.
Sure.
I was trying to do an Alex Corney joke.
Okay. We'll save those for the Burns this year.
I will.
Steelers week one. It's going to be a lot of guys we're used to, minus the one guy who, what did he do?
One guy was charged with sexual assault twice, once in Lake Tahoe and once by his house by a lake in Georgia.
Yeah, that's the guy. Rest in retirement.
The division replaced him pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, Mitch dude. Trubisky. Mitch, I love to kiss titties, Trubisky.
Yep.
And then fucking Cleveland just was like, hold my beer. We got to.
And then hold my $230 million beer.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fully guaranteed.
Hold my $230 million sex offending beer.
It's got to be roofied.
Yeah.
But
don't drink it. Just hold it.
Nope. Or just like do that to my butthole a little bit. We're fucked up on here. So do you want to go Bengals things? First thing that's been like on everybody's mind is the Jesse Bates thing. Mm-hmm. Where do you guys stand?
I remember last year when I was on, it was like right after the first preseason game, we having the same discussion and we were all like, pay him now because more safeties are going to get paid in this next year. Like, and we just saw it with Minkah Fitzpatrick in Pittsburgh. Yep. He just signed, I think, $18 million a year with, like, 30-plus mil guaranteed.
Didn't
it's like
Buda Baker get a contract, too?
I believe so. So it's like, the longer you wait, the more this is going to go up.
Yeah.
I think they have to – so I think it's a good problem to have, in a way, where they know they have to save cap space for the next couple years, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Burrow, Chase, and my new best friend, T. Higgins.
Yeah.
I'll tell that story.
So, I get them being hesitant to pay him heavy, especially with the potential of a lot of the guys they drafted, knowing if Bates' contract is 4 years out or whatever, well, now you're dealing with when you're running into contracts for new guys that you just brought in.
It's true.
So I see them having to, like, protect that cap space for shit that, yeah, he's an awesome player to have, and he's a very useful person to keep on the team. But you have to be realistic about where that cap's going to end out. Because, you know, like 4 or 5 years from now, there's going to be no cap space.
Oh, it's going to be like,
if they want to keep even a remotely close portion of the team,
right,
you're going to have to get rid of a star player. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you feel like Tyler Boyd's going to get lost in the shuffle probably. Like, imagine if Hurst comes in and has a fucking killer season, and then all of a sudden they got to deal with a contract for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, again, Lyle Collins, what's he on? A 2-year, I think?
I think it's 3.
Yeah, I think it's a 3 as well.
But that'll be right around that time.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, all these things, all these pieces that you're going to probably want to keep.
It's like Kappa's on a 4-year deal as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like if you look forward a little bit, you got to understand, like, yeah, they're not offering him some blockbuster deal, but if they do now, then they lose shit later.
Mm-hmm. And I think where they benefit now, especially with the draft, is they have a backup plan. Mm-hmm. If Jesse,
they have two backup plans.
Yes, yeah. They do. Yeah. They are two guys that we've talked about a lot: Daxton Hill and fucking Cam Taylor-Britt. Mm-hmm. And Lloyd and I talked about this a while back. I thought it was noteworthy that the Bengals traded up only 3 spots to get him. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
That means they wanted that guy.
You are unwilling to lose him.
Yeah,
that's like how much the tape impressed. That's how much he impressed at the combine, and that it's nuts.
Yeah. I think one of their scouts said, he's like, we felt that Britt was like the last player in a certain tier, and after him, there's a massive teardrop. Like, maybe he gets to us, but we're not going to take that risk because we want a corner.
Yeah.
We want a DB that can come in this year and make an impact in the secondary. So, I think in April they kind of had their come to terms with the Jesse Bates decision. And that's Dax Hill was kind of like that final like stone that they threw. And it's like, yeah, this is it. We're rolling with Dax Hill if we can't get a reasonable contract with you.
I think
that's what it is.
If Bates doesn't return to the team, I'm dying on the hill that he will be a Jet in 2023.
Mm-hmm. I think there's already been, I think, either San Francisco or Seattle or someone was also talking about it.
Imagine Jamal Adams and Jesse Bates in the same secondary.
They'd be a good mix, too. They're very, like, diverse skill sets.
Well, because Jamal Adams is, like, kind of a glorified linebacker.
Yep.
Like, he just happens to play. Is he a strong safety or a free safety?
Yeah, he's a strong safety.
That's what I thought. But he's like a glorified linebacker.
He just
loves blitzing.
Big body that's very fast.
Hits hard.
You look at some of the freak athletes, like, if you get the right pair in a secondary, it's nuts at how much it can change.
That's what Jesse Bates and Von Bell were.
I agree.
Because Von Bell was just like he was a good player who also happened to be a perfect complement to Jesse Bates.
Yeah, it was.
And that's what made that secondary thrive.
So you have to hope one of the two will feel comfortably against like the playing style and fit back there well. And
yes.
I mean, having two options is big, especially when one of them is, you know, that freak athlete with hands bigger than Alex's. They said his hands were like fucking 14 inches from thumb to fucking pinky.
Oh, boy. That is...
Kenny Pickett could never have hands like that.
Nope. Kenny Pickett, yes he can. No.
There's those corny jokes.
Yeah, you're going to get those all season.
I know.
Bitch. Imagine if Lily was here when I said that.
As I said, she'll be here Monday. Don't get hurt.
How long is she here?
We're going camping in New York, like the trip I go on every year.
Oh, nice.
I've been doing since before she was born. Now she's going.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
I couldn't really... I'll segue into this a little bit because there's a story, a Bengals-related story to this. I couldn't really go anywhere last week because I had the Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was my second go-around.
Plague rat.
God, you mosh at one concert and all of a sudden everything goes to shit. But, no, I was really cooped up last week and I was fine, very not symptomatic. And on Thursday... I was like, I'm not feeling symptoms, so I'm going to go out, I'm going to wear a mask, and just go get some food.
Yeah.
So I decided to go to a Cold Stone Creamery, and you know where this is going, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. I went to a Cold Stone Creamery, I went to one on the levee, because I got Dixie Chili, and I'm like, I had a $10 Cold Stone gift card, so I'm like, I'm going to be a fat boy for a night.
Yep.
And then...
Treat yourself, King.
Yes, I treated myself. But then I look over and I'm like, I know that face. I know that hair. And it took me a while because I was like, I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. But then I got my ice cream and I was like, I was about to leave. And I'm like, I can't leave without knowing. Mm-hmm. So I sat up there. They had the Newport and the Levee's fucking dope now.
Yeah.
Like they had like the Reds game on the big screen TV. So I just sat there and watched it for a little bit. And then when I saw the guy come out and I was like, are you T. Higgins? And I was like, and he's like, yeah, I am. And I was the only person that recognized him.
Wow. That's surprising.
Yeah. But I was saying like, I envy that level of fame.
Yeah.
Where I,
oh yeah,
yeah, where it's like he can be a millionaire, mm-hmm. but also just go out and be a person.
Get some ice cream.
Yeah. But
was he there with buddies or what?
Yeah, he had a few buddies with him.
Okay,
but it's like Burrow. I mean, he's the fucking savior of the city. Mm-hmm. I literally said this before he was drafted. Like he saved the city yeah. before Goodell called his name.
Absolutely.
But I don't envy like if he wants to go to a restaurant. He's fucked.
Yeah.
He's just going to get swarmed.
Put on a hat and sunglasses and goodbye. As long as he doesn't dress like Joe Burrow.
Yeah. It's like when a celebrity like
turn that drip down a bit.
Just no puffy jackets.
Yeah. Don some khakis and a shirt. You're good. Baseball hat, sunglasses, you'll be all right.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
But like apparently Burrow was at like a restaurant. I forget what restaurant. It might have been like Marymount or some shit. But he went to and he just got swarmed.
Yeah.
And people were just like, yeah, just let him be a person.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a kick out of him, Bates, and Awuzie at the UFC fight.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, fighters stopping on their way. Like, that's fucking Joe Burrow. Like, there's fighters literally, like, in gear, like, taped up, stopping to take selfies with him and shit. Like, I follow a lot of fighters on social media. So, like, I'm seeing just a bunch of them. Like, holy shit, I met fucking Joe Burrow. And I'm like, You're one of the top level UFC fighters in the fucking world. Yeah. Like they're like fanboying out with him.
Yeah.
Are you a UFC guy?
I only watch really the big fights.
Yeah.
I'm not like you or Joe Burrow apparently, who's apparently a big fan. But
yeah,
I watch the big ones.
It was in Vegas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's man. I've never been to Vegas, and I so badly want to go.
Oh, did you see Segura met him?
Yes, I did.
Got the whole time. Went to like Joe Burrow just invited him back to his house after the show. Like, hey, you want to come hang out? And Tom's girl's like, fuck yeah. Like, got video of him holding the Heisman and shit.
That's awesome.
Who else was there? There was another comic there, wasn't there?
There was, and I'm trying to remember who it was.
Oh my God, this is going to bother me. I remember the picture, and I knew who the comic was too.
I did too, and now it's just, I'm spacing on it, but I just saw it not too long ago. But yeah, he's like, dude, he's super fucking cool. Like, Tom Segura is like kind of fanboyed. Like,
that's awesome.
I you gotta love when like a Cincinnati athlete is getting that kind of.
When's the last time that's happened?
That's a good question.
Hey, Ken Griffey Jr.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's probably the only name in like my lifetime.
And it's not even. And we're not even talking. We're talking like, we're not talking Seattle Ken Griffey Jr. We're talking Cincinnati Ken Griffey Jr. So like the one that got injured all the time.
Yeah.
That's a really good question, because I wouldn't even like.
Well, I mean, you got to give Chad a little bit of that, because like
almost anywhere
Chad went was that's a thing. Oversight.
He's still doing shit. Like like he went to a Jay Alexander's and
tipped him $2,000.
Yeah, and I applied there, and they're like, no. I interviewed there.
I believe you.
And they're like, yeah, we're maxed out on servers. I'm like, I wonder why.
Yeah.
See, I think, but I don't think we've had like. An athlete that like this with this magnitude of a celebrity status, Burrow in a long time
in their worlds. We've had a few like Rich Franklin, you know, obviously in UFC in guy. His world was the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, someone who's transcending all of it. Like I said, goes to fucking one of the huge UFC cards, and you got fighters going out of their way. Like Chuck Liddell comes down and sits by him for a minute, like hey, bro, like
yeah.
I guess you can say like play it like Johnny Bench in the 70s was like dating like models and shit, but that's like the closest we got.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Long time ago, and fans still cling to that team. It's been 50 years. No.
Well, don't worry. Those fans will die soon.
Yes, they will. My uncle's a huge Big Red Machine fan, and it's just like his entire basement's dedicated to him.
It's pretty cool.
That always creeps me out a little bit, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not a fan.
Like, I'm like, how bad is your marriage, bro? Your whole basement is literally like every week you got to come down and show someone a new thing you hung in your basement. Calm down. Like, go talk to your wife. She's probably bored.
She's probably very bored.
Overhearing about it.
Ryan Sickler.
Yeah, Sickler. God damn it.
Yep. Sickler is yeah.
Dude, that is one of the funniest fucking dudes that. Like, I watch him tear rooms apart.
Oh, man.
He is fucking funny.
Dude, I love
him. And that most contagious laugh in the fucking world.
That dude, that's fantastic. And has he ever done Go Bananas?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think it was with someone else. It was a while back. He was feature, I think, when I saw him there.
It's like, I'm going to talk about this for a second because, like, I remember, like, when I started stand-up, like, I remember seeing Segura at Go Bananas. To like, as just like a regular headliner,
yeah.
Just like nothing, like, oh, Segura's here. Now, like 8 years later, one of the most famous comics in the world. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Yeah, if you see like his tour right now is absurd.
I was in Denver. He was playing the Nuggets Arena.
Yeah,
damn. That's unbelievable. That's
and two shows.
Yeah, he's wow. Selling out. People are like, oh, I like anytime someone's like I'm going to see Tom Segura. I'm like, I know two of his openers.
That's awesome.
Friends of ours, Jeff Tate and Mike Cronin.
Yeah. Sometime friend of mine, Jeff Tate.
So yes, sometimes friend of mine, Jeff Tate as well.
Sometimes I hang out with him. He's like, yeah, blah, blah. Sometimes I'm around. He's like, all right, man. I don't know what I did, but cool.
What else is there to talk about? Oh, I want to get this out of the way while it's kind of hot. Why do people care about the Madden ratings?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
You know, the only thing that puzzles me more is the amount of posts about fucking uniforms. Are they going to wear this on this day? Who gives a shit?
And the fans, the 150% of the fans that are mad at the white helmets are the ones that are like, we want the throwbacks. Like, shut up, boomer.
Yeah, they like everything else white.
No, it's like they want... That's good. They want their childhood. They want to say like, man, we want the throwback helmets. We want because everyone else is doing throwbacks. Like, you really like the Steelers Bumblebee throwbacks?
Yeah, that was fucking terrible.
They were awful.
But also, I looked at it and went, that's dumb. And that's it. The rest of the game, I was like, how were they playing?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Watching the game.
Yeah,
it's like they're not Bratz dolls, guys. They're fucking athletes. Yeah. Who cares what they're fucking wearing?
Yeah.
Are they playing well? Good. All right. That's what we're paying attention for.
I mean, they could. I mean, but no, I don't know why fans are bitching about ratings in a game that they're not going to buy to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's the ones I like is the people who take a screenshot of every one and then post it. And I'm like, my man, you got to.
Don't you have work to do?
Get a house. Like, go. Also, get a sandwich.
The game's not even out. Like, no. It hasn't even released yet.
Yeah, there's been every screenshot. Look at this one, and this one, and this one. And there's like 11 pictures. I'm like, dude, stop what you're doing. Like, go get a sandwich. Like, walk around.
Get off the internet. Be a person for a second.
Talk to somebody. See what happens. You might find out that what you're doing is real weird and annoying, kind of. So,
yeah, I'm shocked it's caused such an uproar over
a
video game.
I'm not.
Well, I remember the last one. It was same shit.
The fans bitching. We do talk about the fans bitching a lot on here.
Well, you moderate that page.
And it's a chore.
I'm like, I would lose my fucking
mind. I don't envy that at all.
Like, there's times I see posts and people are like, why did they take down my post about this thing completely unrelated?
Oh, we just laugh at them.
And I'm like, dude, did you read your own? You're like, I know this is completely unrelated to the Bengals, but they took down my post about Bubba. And it's like, you just answered your own question. And you've posted four times about them removing one post. Calm down.
Okay, so if you're a fan that does that, none of you listeners are probably that person. You are doing yourself no favors by doing that. We're just going to go to the group chat and talk shit about you. There was one fan. I love this story. I took down a post. It was literally not Bengals related. It was just him advertising his home improvement business. Nothing Bengals related. And I took it down because it was, like, not Bengals related. And he's just like, this group is full of pussies. And I'm like, you didn't post about, you just advertised your business to a Bengals group. And he was like, yeah, my bad. But no,
it's in Cincinnati, though. So are the Bengals. Close enough.
It's a chore.
Yeah, it seems.
I'm sure.
It can be fun, though. But the guys I deal with are cool as shit.
Yeah, Josh guy seems pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have him on the pod.
Fuck yeah.
He lives in Florida with his fiance, and he's got season tics, which is, and they're like a section over from me. Where you have season tics?
I do not, but I'll be at like most of the games.
Dude, I'm so.
I will not.
Yeah, you're just gonna sit on the. You're just gonna plop on the couch and.
Well, I work most Sundays too, so.
Yeah, you do that.
Gotta go feed my animals.
Yep, he's the zoo guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. He's made cakes for Fiona. I always tell kids that. It's like, I like Fiona. I'm like, I know the guy that makes cakes for Fiona.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
Nah, it's a sweet gig. What were we talking about? Madden. Oh, fans bitching. Yeah. That's right. Madden fans bitching. They're kind of hand in hand at this point. Nah, don't bitch. And don't message me and saying like, oh, why'd you take my post down? I also wanted to do like a little AFC North preview. Because we're going to see them six times this year.
Mm-hmm.
First, I mean, the Bengals obviously have been doing that. I think the team that each of these teams kind of intrigue me in their own way.
Absolutely.
Like Cleveland, like who knows what's going to happen? Because
we have to see the suspension length for Watson.
It's God, the reports have been all fucking over the place. I've seen it as little as two games and as much as a whole season.
Yeah.
I've seen lifetime bans been thrown around a couple of times.
Yeah. It's just...
I'm feeling like it's going to be eight games.
I feel like it's going to be the season at least.
Really?
I think
it should be.
I agree.
Sure. Don't get me wrong. I think they should just be like, hey, fuck off and you don't get your money.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing real weird, creepy shit. And it's no longer like a question if he did or did. Like,
it wasn't even creepy shit. It was like... coercion.
Yeah, that's creepy. I don't know if you know that or not. But
I'm autistic. I don't know social cues.
Right. I'm gonna go ahead and fill you in. That is creepy behavior.
Yes, of course.
Don't do that.
But so you got that. I mean, you lost OBJ and Jarvis Landry, mm-hmm. and now you have Amari Cooper.
Yep.
Who is good?
Yep. I see him falling the fuck apart.
I don't hate that take.
Why do you say that?
It seems like he's been getting a little more all over the place the past couple seasons, and whatever they saw where they're like, yeah, we're not even going to try to move shit around to offer you anything. We're just going to give you the fuck away.
That's true. Like, I was surprised the Cowboys did that.
I feel like they just see that erratic behavior, and they're like, this dude's either going to get arrested or just continue to show like half-ass show up during games and...
Well, they also had the dump salary because they had the Dak Prescott contract. They had the Zeke contract, which is also why they had to get rid of Lyle Collins.
Right, I'm just saying, but they didn't even try to offer him anything. Usually, like, there's at least that, like, last ditch, like, hey, we'll move this around and we'll spread this out this way and we'll try, you know, at least make an offer. They were like, no, what do you guys want to give us? A washing machine? Cool, that works.
They did seventh round pick?
We don't care.
Yeah, they did basically the same thing they did with Lyle Collins, where, like, if no one trades for him in a week, we're cutting him.
Yeah.
And so the Browns give up, like, a fifth, I think.
Yep, I think it was a fifth.
And then Collins ended up getting cut. It's like, well, like, everyone in the league knows, like, they're not going to keep him. So either offer dirt or we'll, like, go get him in free agency.
And then my fucking high school buddy ran into him in the Kenwood Mall and was like, hey, we hope.
That was him?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
He was a grade below me. I went to high school with that guy.
That was hilarious.
He's dope as fuck.
That's awesome.
But, and then just like a day later, it was like, hey, Lyle Collins is a Bengal now.
Yep.
And, man, so.
That was huge.
I would not have recognized. I would not have recognized Lyle Collins in that mall.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I'm so fucking bad about that. Like, I was in a conversation with Domata Peko for like 3 minutes before I was like, oh yeah, that's that guy. Like, he's talking to me about tattoos and shit at Newport on the Levee. Like, literally, we're walking out of the bathroom together, and he's like, is that fucking Where the Wild Things Are on your leg? And I was like, yeah, what's that? And just bullshitting for a few minutes. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm going to a comedy show over here. He's like, yeah, I just saw blah, blah, blah over there a couple weeks. And I all of a sudden, I'm like, Yeah, the most recognizable guy who's ever been on the team. I'm in a conversation for like 3 minutes before I go, oh, yeah, that's how I know you're.
Alex, I think I texted you this, but like a month ago, I was walking down to my girlfriend's place and I saw Alex Kappa
coming
out of the Aronoff. There was like a massive group of people and he was just with his wife. And I don't think anyone else recognized him.
Me and my drunk buddy
were like, is that Alex Kappa?
And you said hude to him.
Yeah, I was like, Kappa, hude.
And then he just kept walking.
Fist bump.
That was at the Taste, wasn't it?
It wasn't at the Taste. It was, or it might have been that weekend.
It was around the time.
Yeah. We might have come back from the Taste and then.
Yeah. That was fun.
I recognized Jermaine Gresham at the zoo the one time, but I gave him the nod and he kind of had that like, fuck. And I was like, nope, we're not doing it.
That's kind of what T. Higgins did, where I was like, excuse me. He's like, hold on, I'm going to go back in the cold stone for a second. Yeah. I was like, are you T. Higgins? And I'm like, yeah. And I should, because I had T. Higgins' jersey and he was cool as shit about it.
Yeah, I don't want to blow their cover, but just give him a nice little dap up.
Yeah, all I did was just give him the nod. Yep. Like, hey, what's up, man? He was kind of had that look like, don't do this. Yeah. And I was like, nope, we're good, man. Yep. I just kept walking.
Yeah.
I remember when I saw Andy Dalton at Crossroads like fucking 9 years ago.
Really?
And he got mildly swarmed, but he was cool as fuck about it.
Love that.
He's a redhead getting attention. He liked it.
Yeah. That's also it's an orange head.
Got that?
I'll go fuck myself.
I know colors.
Yeah. Go color.
Just go color.
Have you heard that before? Lloyd's favorite insult.
That's what my dad used to say to people when they're getting other people. Just go color. And it's Daniel Tosh had like a joke at the end of one of his where he said something similar. And I'm like,
there it is.
That's the thing. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, it's the most dismissive shit ever.
It's so good.
Somebody's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He's like, just go color. And then just go back to saying whatever he's saying.
That's awesome.
It was so dismissive and so like belittling that you almost can't respond.
Yeah. You're like, how do
like
what's a good comeback?
You
to that?
Go color.
Like, yeah.
So yeah, back to Cleveland actually.
Yep.
So they got Deshaun. Who knows what's gonna happen? Did you see who they're brought in for tryouts today?
It was McCarron and Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen and AJ McCarron.
Chosen Rosen.
Man. I saw something where apparently they sent a message to like Cam Newton's agent or whatever.
Yeah. I just heard
never
that.
Got a response.
Really?
Apparently, or at least at the time that I read that thing, they were like, yeah. And as of this week, there is still no response.
That's so funny.
And then they got Jacoby Brissett, I guess.
He's the de facto starter at this point for them. That's who I expect to start week one.
Yeah.
He's not someone I'm afraid of by any means.
But he's capable.
He's capable. He'll get you by. He's kind of like the Tyrod Taylor.
He's a Geno Smith.
Mm-hmm. And it's a team with a really good offensive line and running back.
Oh, great offensive line.
It's not the worst situation for like a game manager journeyman quarterback to
exactly.
step in.
So it's like, well, you also have like...
Hand the ball to Nick Chubb.
Yep. And dump it to Kareem Hunt when you need to.
Yep.
God, I love Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Weird. don't whisper it like that. I don't...
God, I love Nick Chubb. Did you ever see the picture of the five dudes like no Chubb, fourth Chubb, half Chubb? It's like the jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
But they got they got Garrett on defense and...
Resign Clowney. He's back.
That's right.
And they gave Denzel Ward a big extension.
That's right.
And that kid looks like crazy in shape now.
Yeah. He was really good. I mean, obviously the pick six last year in Paul Brown.
Oh,
that whole game, he was really good.
There's that video of him doing one-handed pull-ups where you're like, Jesus fucking Christ, kid. Like,
he is legit.
I remember like I was watching.
He's like 24, too.
Oh, yeah. The Bengals got way too cozy on that drive. I remember that. They were just driving down the field like, oh, we can just be arrogant. And then Burrow I watched that take the soul out of the team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not like the Jets did, though.
Mike White, the legend.
The legend of Mike White.
Dude, I hope they put him in the Hall of Fame just for that. Like, dude, this one game.
That was unbelievable. He sealed the game by catching a two-point conversion.
Yeah.
And when I watched him like pump his fist in the end zone after that, Lewis said, Bengals lost.
Yeah, game over.
Game over. There's no, you can't come back from that.
They ran that game like five trick plays, the Jets. They ran like a double reverse pass. They ran the Philly special, I think, on the two-point conversion.
That's right. It was the Philly special.
It was like a flag football game. They were pulling out every trick in their head. It was funny to watch. And I thought we were still going to win, but we ended up not.
Nope.
But
Nope.
Luckily, it didn't matter in the end. If that would have cost us a playoff spot,
that would have been real.
It was brought to my attention that the Steelers were only a half a game behind the Bengals at the end of the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that. But it was also partially because the Bengals rested their starters in week 18. Right. So it's like they clinched the division. So it's like, who gives a shit?
It's unbelievable they made the playoffs.
Yeah. No.
It really is.
Dude, I loved nothing more than that interview where Roethlisberger's like, I mean, we'll try. Like,
no, he literally said, we don't stand a chance.
Well, yeah, but like when it started off, he's like, yeah, I mean, we'll try. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's a fucking banger way to start an interview, my man.
That's a banger way to start the interview before your last career game.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm done, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you could just see it. Like, just the picture that they had of the interview, like, his face is like, a dude who was like, fuck, I got to work on Thursday. God damn it. Like,
I thought I was retiring last week, but now I got another shift.
All right, yes. I'll do it. I'll do one more. All right, guys, one more.
Pretty good segue into Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So I say...
Walmart Justin Herbert?
Yep. I say Trubisky starts week one.
Probably.
That's what I would imagine.
I'm unsure about a lot. They have a lot more question marks than their fans want to admit.
Yeah. Their O-line is
dog shit.
I think they're just so used to having it work out in some way that they're like, it'll be fine. And everybody's like, hey, bro, there's a hole in that boat.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're just going across the river, right?
I envy that. I wish I was just at a point where it's like, we'll figure it out. Yeah. It'll be fine. We'll win double-digit games.
Not only do they like, we'll figure it out, they do.
Yeah. They did last year.
Yeah, so that's why I think they're just so used to that I think they're way more in should-be alarmed mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're just so used to being Pittsburgh. That they're like, it's like the Cowboys. Like, hey, they're like, we're a winning team. Like, since when? Since what, 96 was the last one?
Yeah.
Calm down. Like,
yeah.
You're not that good.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys and the Steelers, they kind of have like that arrogance to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I get it. You got your 6 Super Bowls, and I'm biased as a Bengals fan when I say this. You can only cling to the past so much.
Yeah, it's kind of what San Francisco got over. If that made like they kind of were like, oh yeah, let's actually just start fixing problems instead of just assuming we're gonna figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like they kind of changed gears and all of a sudden they're, good.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there for a while it was like, hey, is anyone paying attention over
there? They're
just falling apart.
Yeah. And they went to a Super Bowl not even a decade ago.
Yeah.
And not even 2 years ago.
Yeah. And then it just fell apart and they were like, all right, maybe we should fix this instead of just assuming it's going to work out.
Right.
So I think that's one of the times you see that culture change work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas I think the Giants kind of have that a bit too, where they're like, we'll keep our fans happy enough. Like,
yeah, you'll get Saquon and, did they re-sign Saquon yet?
I don't think so.
I don't see why they would at this point, because he was a monster.
His rookie year, he was so good.
And then they have hype articles every year about his quads.
Yeah.
And then...
then he gets hurt, week two.
Yeah. It's like fucking the Christian McCaffrey opera.
Yeah.
He blew his knee out trying on a new helmet.
Yeah, I like that meme.
The Steelers, I feel like they're so known for their defense, but last year was just not very good. But I feel like we've said, they'll be like, oh, it's the Steelers' defense. Like, everyone just assumes it'll be good. But, I remember the game at Paul Brown, Mixon had, 150 yards in the first half. Like, we just ran it down their throat.
He was nuts.
Like, T. Moss, whatever corner they had. Like, their corners aren't very good. It's they got Minka, they got T.J. Watt, and they got Cam Hayward, who are all studs. Outside of that, it's like...
so they got the middle of the field covered.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like... and a division with the receivers we have and Baltimore's running game, hopefully our running game this year, Cleveland's running game, obviously.
Cleveland's has the best running game in the division, in my opinion.
Yeah,
with Chubb and Hunt.
Absolutely.
So far.
Yeah.
You saw what Mixon did with a no line.
Yes.
People were like, oh, Nick Chubb's that awesome. Give Mixon a chance with a line. I bet you're going to see a whole
new side of him.
He's got a whole lot more of him.
He'll be excited for the season to start.
Oh, he seems like he's chomping at the bit, just on his Twitter and shit. He seems excited.
He's ready to go. I think a lot of Bengals fans are.
Yeah.
Because a lot of – I'm in the fucking AFC North worm group now, and holy shit. We live rent-free in a lot of heads.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, yeah, it's like they're saying like we're all one trick ponies, or like not one, 1 year wonders basically. Yeah. It's like every team that loses the Super Bowl goes back to mediocrity, and I'm like, we don't give a shit about history.
Mm-hmm. But hey, you know all those people that were really good last year? They're all still here.
Yeah.
And you remember the big problem we had? We fixed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember the one big problem we could have? We got a backup plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird how dismissed it immediately went. As soon as they lost, like, it went from like this crazy hype train to people being like, oh, they'll probably be all right next year. And it's like, nothing changed except for they have a better line. Yeah. I think that's a...
Did they lose anybody besides like CJ Uzama?
Not that matter, no.
No. I mean,
only Ogunjobi. He was the only one, other one.
Yeah.
But then, also, like, he was...
It's not like a massive loss. But,
no.
I mean, they re-signed B.J. Hill, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're in good shape. And also, the team is very young. Like, typically, you see, like, not necessarily linear, but, like, pretty good progression from guys that are 22, 23, 24, 25. That's, like, our whole offense.
Yeah, I mean... It was Jamar Chase's first season. Guys. Yeah,
he's 21 years old when he did this.
Like, he was born after 2000.
Yeah,
he's apparently running a faster 40 than he did at his combine now.
I believe it.
That's insane.
Like, we saw, like, T took a nice jump last year. Burrow took a jump last year. Like, I think you're only going to see continued growth from those guys. And Chase, I mean, who knows, like, how the targets are split up and everything. But I think talent-wise, he's only getting better.
And I mean, just a better line and that many options.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I expect Hurst to do well.
Yeah,
me too.
Because like, there's a reason that kid was drafted in the first fucking round, like,
before Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he plays even remotely up to potential, that's gonna be a fucking problem for a lot of people.
Four guys.
Who do you cover?
Yeah. Who? It's not even who do you double?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you do double anymore. I think
I don't know if you can.
Especially because Burrow will take off on you if you do. Like,
yeah, Burrow's got some legs.
That's what I'm saying. You drop linebackers out of that box, he'll get the first down. We saw it, I don't know, I think they said, 71 times or something he ran last year for a first down?
His first touchdown as an NFL player was a 20-something yard scramble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that they're going to have the comfort of easily doubling anybody, which is... That's a problem. Like, usually you put your speed guy on Jamar and you put your big guy on T.
Yeah.
And then you still have
Tyler Boyd.
Five other problems to deal with after that. Yeah. So.
And you also got to cover Mixon in the backfield just in case.
Or if Evans is back there, that kick and catch too.
Like, yeah.
So I think he's going to have a bigger role.
I do too.
Year.
I think he's
going to have a great role.
I think, especially the way they used him in the playoffs, like, I don't want to see P-Ron on the fucking field again. My man can't catch. I don't care if he leads the prayers in the locker room or whatever it is they fucking like about him.
He's got penises for hands.
He dropped, 11 passes on third down? Why are you throwing the ball to him? Stop. Yeah. Just either hand it to him and let him get his 2 yards, or don't throw it to him and then just watch it hit the ground and everybody get mad at you for throwing it to him again.
Yeah.
Let him block for
Burrow.
He's
just not that good. He's not that good of a blocker either. Yeah. I don't. All right. Sorry.
You're good.
That's our Samaje Perine rant.
Hey, I don't get the appeal. I don't.
And Evans also showed in that Detroit game, they split him out wide, and a linebacker had to go out there because of our other receivers, and he just burned him for like a 40-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the kid can catch.
That ruled.
Kid can run.
You can do a lot of different stuff when he's on the field and run a lot of different formations. So.
And then the coaches all being like, we were really surprised with how aggressive he is when blocking. Like, that's a good thing to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, he was supposed to be a higher draft pick. He was like a 6-round pick, but he was supposed to be higher, but he got suspended for like 1 year of college. And he's doing fine now.
Yeah.
Dude's the man.
Yeah, I think he was projected as like a low second, high third originally.
And that's a pretty good spot to draft any running back.
Yeah, especially a smaller back like that. Like,
because like, think about where a lot of running backs are drafted. Like, think about the running backs that were drafted second round. Yeah. A lot of, like, Alvin Kamara was a third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry.
Jonathan Taylor was
a second round pick. Dalvin Cook was a second round pick. Joe Mixon was a second round pick.
Yep.
A lot of really good running backs can get drafted in the second round.
Yeah, it's I think we'll see Evans on a lot of third downs this year, especially like third and longs where he's a willing blocker and like truly a threat out of the backfield. Yeah, with his hands. So I'm excited for
him. If they stop throwing it to P. Ryan and just put Evans in that spot, I'll feel a lot better about things.
I agree.
But like I said, when they were splitting him out, like, you know, they'd line up where he's off to the side, and then he just runs out to the end. All of a sudden, you see one of the linebackers, like, somebody's pointing, like, somebody's got to go.
Yeah.
Like,
linebackers aren't fast enough.
It almost strikes me as a Darren Sproles type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas, like, he can, like, be, like, a huge X factor on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if they use him more, that's what you'll see.
It's going to be crazy to
see.
And
they started to at the end of the season, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they kind of show what they can do in the Detroit game, which I realize what that sentence is.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it still was impressive. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, you can shit on an NFL football team, but those are still a whole group of super athletes that could murder any of us with their hands.
Yes, 100%. So,
like, also, the Lions tied the Steelers, lest we forget.
Warms me heart. And also, the Lions, I mean, they have some really good fucking players.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot better this year.
Like, there was someone had a take on DeAndre Swift where he said, if he's on any other team, he could be a top five back in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just DeAndre Swift. I also love Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
He is very good.
And they just drafted Jameson Williams from Alabama.
So, did you see the trade that, like, the Lions traded up? I think they traded the Vikings.
Yeah.
They shafted the Vikings.
I thought so, too. I was surprised. Like, say, I think it was, like, I don't remember exactly. The Vikings ended up getting, like, 30, 32, and 64.
Something like
that. And the Lions got, like, 12 and 52.
Something
like
that. I was
like, I feel like that's not enough to move back, like, 20-some spots if you're the Vikings. And also, that's in your division.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If anything, they should have to pay a premium
to
move up to 12 and get, like, one of the best receivers.
But I remember even watching, like, the draft. They said they were saying, like, it's kind of common between those two teams for some reason to do weird shit back and forth like that. They're kind of, like,
almost, they know something we don't?
Well, I think they're saying, like, the way they're – the guy – I can't remember the guy, kid's name. Younger guy with a little bit of a Boston accent. But
Bill Burr?
Like, yes, it was Bill Burr on it. God damn it, you – primate. But no, the guy was like, yeah, if you look like history wise they kind of have like a history of odd kind of like almost friendly back and forth when it comes to trades and drafts and stuff. Like, they're like, oh, this player got traded for like virtually nothing and became one of the best players on their team, and then 2 years later this guy got swapped. Like, he went into a whole like rundown of like the weird Vikings Lions
shit.
Like, it's almost like they're, like, friendly rival kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I'd never thought about it, but after, like, all the examples he gave, I was like, oh, I guess that is kind of maybe just a thing I've never paid attention to. But it seems like I said, after that whole list of stuff, it was like, oh, I guess they just kind of do this weird thing all the time where they're like, yeah, you're probably getting the better end of this, but we'll get it next time.
Think about, I mean, that the Herschel Walker trade was the big reason why the Cowboys had that 90s dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up their biggest star, who's kind of a cunt now.
Mm-hmm.
Herschel Walker is an interesting fella now.
Do you know he did a couple fights when he was like 50?
I remember seeing that. I remember seeing some like documentary on him, and they were like, "Yeah, he's 50 now." It was like SEC Network or something. Like, yeah, he's 50 now and fighting. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and I mean, very weird style, but god damn, just still weirdly athletic.
I remember he said he's like, to this day, he was like 50 at the time. He's probably like 60 now. He's like, I do like 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 sit-ups when I wake up.
Yeah.
I was like, you are a psychopath.
That is like when I was during COVID, when gyms are closed, I'm like, I'm doing 250 push-ups a day. And I thought that was great.
Yeah.
But nah, it was.
Yeah. He was, I remember before one of his fights, he was talking about weird. He was like, oh no, like this month I actually got to have a cupcake. Or like he said something weird like that. And you're like, what? This month? You had a
cheat day this month.
A treat. A thing.
Cheat item.
Yeah. This month? All right, fucking psycho. Like, was it a kitten? Did you eat a kitten? Fucking weirdo.
That's like the Vikings, like, gave up the Cowboys gave up Herschel Walker to the Vikings. And the Vikings were like, here's every draft pick for the next 10 years. Yeah. Like, oh, we'll get Emmett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, did they get Larry Brown there too?
I think so.
When they get Irvin.
That might have been that trade.
Irvin, I think, was a little bit before that.
I can't remember for sure. That's...
I remember they got like five core pieces on their Super Bowl team.
Like, yeah. It's one of those things, like, when you see like SportsCenter having a slow day, that comes up regularly. Like, hey, did you guys remember this fucking crazy shit that happened?
Yeah.
And it was also 2 years after they drafted Troy Aikman.
Ah, okay.
So it's like when you have like your fucking, it's like if, say, the Bengals traded Mixon to, I don't know, fucking Chicago.
Yeah.
For like 3 first rounders, like, oh, we'll just build a dynasty.
Yeah.
Speaking of Chicago, what's the one lineman, I guess he's like 40, that he like was saying that he'd like to be in Cincinnati or somewhere that has like title chances or whatever for one last year?
Oh, man.
I just saw it today and I can't think of his fucking name.
I don't know if I saw that.
I didn't see that either.
But I'm interested.
We'll look that up after the pod. What else? We haven't talked about Baltimore yet.
Yeah.
They're
probably the team to talk about the most, considering their quarterback isn't going to be suspended for a long period of time.
Or
the fact that they have a quarterback.
Yeah.
They have a quarterback.
So that rules the other two out for now.
They traded their top wide receiver.
Yeah.
To his, he's the second receiver this offseason to go back to his former college quarterback.
It's a new fad now. Bengals started it.
Yeah. And then you got fucking Davante Adams to the Raiders, which, my hot take, that was the best trade of this offseason.
Yeah.
That was such a good trade.
I like the Raiders team.
I love the Raiders. Yeah, I like the Raiders.
They just kind of were like, all right, we're going to stop doing Raiders shit now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because what the Raiders did for years was they're going to be like, all right, we're going to show up at the 40-yard dash, mm-hmm. draft the fastest guy.
Yes.
And then that's how they drafted Henry Ruggs.
Yeah. And then we're going to look for the next 8 guys that have lawyers on retainers.
Yeah.
Like every year, you're like,
yeah.
It's like a countdown to who's getting suspended, guys.
Yeah.
They had 2 first round picks in 2020, and neither of them are on the team anymore.
Also, I like that. Hey, you have a team that's known for everybody getting in trouble because it's kind of a wild city. Mm-hmm. Let's move them to Vegas.
Yeah. That's an absurd idea.
That's such a Raiders kind of thing.
That's some shit that like Al Davis. Well, it's like an Al Davis move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, let's move him to Vegas.
Absolutely.
And he's like, I want to be closer to my whores. And they're like, yeah, don't say that in interviews, please.
And then you have a quarterback who's fucking, who says, let's freaking go after the play. Yeah. Like, say fuck. You're an adult.
Kinda.
But man,
I feel like he does have coloring books though.
Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he gets home like, it's a fucking rough day. I'm like, like the adult coloring books, and he just holds them up to his wife like, look. And she's like, that's great, D.
Put it on the fridge.
When are you moving out, D?
Carr actually like.
We'll go hang out with my personal trainer for a few weeks in Vegas.
He impressed me last year.
Yeah. Because
he threw for 4,800 yards with Hunter Renfrow as his number one.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Renfrow is a good receiver.
Yeah.
Not a number one.
No, not at all.
And Darren Waller kind of regressed a little bit. Mm-hmm. So
wasn't he like hurt for like half the year?
Yeah, I think
though?
he missed
like a
games.
Fucked up knee or something.
So now you've got arguably the best. It's either him or Cooper Kupp. I can't. It's hard to say Cooper Kupp isn't the best receiver in the league after what happened last year. But now you throw in you give a guy who threw 4,800 yards, you give him Davante Adams, who was his college like go-to target.
Yep.
That team could be real stinky.
Yeah. And they signed
as long as they don't let any of them drive.
Yeah. They also got Chandler Jones from the Cardinals.
I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he's in ridiculous shape again too, because like there's a video of him, like John Jones, his brother's UFC fighter, he's moving up to heavyweight, so they've been showing like him in the weight room, and there's one with him, Arthur, and Chandler, and it's like I would be terrified to be in that room.
Yeah, that is horrifying.
Just like, terrified to exist in there at all.
Yeah, just I don't even want to be near whatever that is.
Yeah,
because they say like they actually get into fights with each other all the time.
That's
John Jones is arguably the best fighter the UFC's ever seen, and he's like, my brother Arthur still scares me. I'm like, what the fuck is Arthur doing? Like, How are you scared of? So you fought Anthony Rumble Johnson, who is like terrifying. Like, he hits people and they shut off in ways that you're like, I think he just killed a guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see something fucked up, go watch him knocking out Tommy Spears when he's still fighting at 170 pounds.
Oh.
And Tommy Spears just crumbles, like, still half standing against the cage. And it took him, like, 3 minutes before he moved.
Jesus.
And I was like, he just murdered that farm boy. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll fight that guy. My brother scares me. I'm like, what the fuck is Arthur doing?
That's insane.
What a family.
Yeah.
But
their parents just got to be like, yeah, we did some shit right.
Yeah.
But back to Baltimore. I think the one thing that concerns me about Baltimore, if I'm a Ravens fan, I always say that the Ravens, Eagles, and Patriots are where drafted receivers go to die.
Mm-hmm.
They get the last drops squeezed out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They drafted Reagor above Jefferson, which was the Eagles did, which was a horrible call. I'm not a huge fan of Rashad Bateman. He only got one touchdown last year.
Yeah, I think he also
missed the start of the year, though.
Yeah,
I think he just didn't get in the rhythm of it. Like, he seems like a more talented dude than what you saw.
Okay, I'll give him that.
Because he did miss camp, so I'm not sure if he's ever really on the same page. And then Lamar got hurt. Yeah. It's probably, like, weird chemistry. But I don't think he's going to be, like, a superstar. I think he could be, like, a solid player. But
End up like a Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, but other than that, like, it's like James Prochet. And gross. Devin Duvernay.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I don't like hearing his name. I don't know why. I just don't even like hearing his name.
No, it's like guys you haven't heard of.
You're missing one pass target in that offense.
Mark Andrews. Yeah. I mean, he's as good as they come.
Yeah. He's like top three tight end in the league.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. There's no question.
He's a stud.
But
that weird thing where Lamar likes to throw it into the ground every third play.
No, I'm interested to see how that team plays out because they were unhealthy for a lot of last year, but mm-hmm. they did kind of fall apart. I mean, obviously that's what happens when teams get unhealthy. But
well, even last year when after the first Bengals game, like there's other teams like, oh, now we know how to do that.
Yeah, I think
the way the defense was playing against them, other teams just were like, we'll just do that.
Yeah.
And I think it was a problem for them. Like, I think they were like, hey, hold on, this shit's not working now.
Yeah. I think another good example of that for them was that Thursday night game they played against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
If you remember that, they ran like a lot of the same stuff the Bengals did, where they're like, we're blitzing the house and we got man coverage on all your receivers. And we know your receivers aren't good enough to beat man coverage.
And then they're like, we're just going to bring in the tall, lanky linebacker that we don't always use. And we're just going to have him just chase the Andrews around the fucking field.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think they never found a counter to that all year.
That's what I'm saying. I think once that happened in that first game, and then they came back in the second game, like, Ravens were real. Like, we figured it out. And then it was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You lost real bad again. No,
Joe Burrow literally was 2 yards away from the NFL record for most passing yards in a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, it was also like you're facing fucking Josh Johnson on the other side and practice squad defensive backs. But still.
And you remember that first game, Chase had 200-plus yards on Marlon Humphrey. Like, he was there, and he's also, their number one.
80 of those yards were like, Chase just did. He did the same thing against the Chiefs. He just zigzagged through the defense oh, my God, there's the open field. I'm going to fucking bolt.
Yeah.
Or there's a not open field that all of a sudden I'll make look like an open field.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, there's shit where, like, he literally ping pong through like 4 guys, and you're like, what? How did none of them like? You're almost like, did he pay these guys?
Yeah.
Like, here's a 20. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And I think a big thing for them is like, obviously you were injured last year, but you got to make sure those guys come back from injury like 100%. Like, it's not a guarantee.
With the Ravens.
Yeah. Like, I know Ronnie Stanley's missed a lot of games. Like 2 years ago, and then he missed most of the year last year, their left tackle.
Also,
like,
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah. Like, they don't know if he'll be ready for the season or not.
Did you see what J.K. did with Ian Rappaport?
Yeah, I saw he clap back at him. I like that.
He's like, I'm fine. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But I do like a lot of the moves they made. Like, they drafted Kyle Hamilton in the first round.
Yeah, that was a good move.
I get those
Tyler Linderbaum, the center, who the Bengals fans love.
Yeah, I would have loved him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think they made some really good moves. They signed Marcus Williams, the safety from the Saints, in free agency.
That's right.
So, I think, I don't know, I think they made good moves. It's just that glaring hole at wide receiver. Like, can you counter that in today's NFL that's so quarterback?
There is one man in the NFL that can counter that, and his name, luckily for the Ravens, is Lamar Jackson.
Fair.
He is that team's offense. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to just have at least five eyes on him, at least six eyes on him at all times. Mm-hmm. Also, destroy you.
What's their, like, I think it's their third running back or whatever that they all were throwing to here and there at the end of the season where he started, like, kind of looked like a receiver. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is it their smaller body
guy? Justice Hill or?
I can't remember his name, but I remember, like, at the end of the season, like he was almost playing wide receiver more than running back.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
I will look that up.
Right. I mean, it wasn't like a huge
impact,
but it was definitely like, oh, okay, well, at least they're finding people to do shit.
Yeah.
It's not Jamal Lewis, apparently. Like, Google's like, Ravens running backs. They're like, Jamal Lewis. I'm like, no. Gus Edwards.
He missed last year, too.
Yeah. No, they all got hurt at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, they all, like, tore their ACLs. Like preseason.
And then was it Dobbins went first down first or did Gus Edwards go? I think it was Gus Edwards.
Yeah, I want to say, I don't remember.
Yeah,
they got hurt back to back.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like every week it was like, hey, we just lost this piece and then this piece. And you're like, as a Bengals fan, you're like, well, fucking good for you.
I'll take it. And then they signed Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
He's had his moments.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it's like, can they just dominate people on the ground? And if not, like, maybe they can with, like, a better offensive line and running backs back. If not, can they find a way to counter those teams that just blitz them and play man and dare, like, their receivers to beat them? Like, it remains to be seen. Or will they change their, like, kind of scheme a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's the same old coordinator, but, like.
That's kind of what I was talking about with them, like, at least trying different shit at the end of the year. Like, there's teams that get locked in that, like, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then no matter what happens, even when they lose pieces or whatever, it seemed like at the end of the year, Ravens were at least like, all right, well, let's start trying different shit to fix the problem, I guess is what I was saying.
And it almost seems like a lot of Ravens receivers, they just seem like decoys a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just running routes for the hell of it. It's like they're, like, you're rarely going to, like, other than Hollywood Brown and maybe, like, maybe this year Rashad Bateman will break out. Who knows? Like, they got to have at least one receiver who's going to be like, hey, maybe he'll get 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to, like, have, like, the pro, like, they didn't seem, they clearly don't have this since the Bengals do because they have a completely different quarterback. They have a completely different receiver. Like, the Bengals can just, like, oh, you're going to have to worry about literally every skill position player on the field because they're, I mean, I'm not biased when I say this. The Bengals skill position players are elite.
Yeah.
Probably the best in the league.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to make that argument even, like, I know we're Bengals fans looking at it, but they come up in any topic, whether, like, anytime any group of people's talking about, like, skill positions, the Bengals have to be mentioned in that.
Yeah.
And have to be, like, taken very seriously
in
that conversation, no matter what.
I think the one team to me that could rival the Bengals with skill position players, what do you think?
Raiders, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say Raiders is a...
Raiders are up there. I was going to say the Chargers.
Chargers, too.
Yeah, Chargers, yeah.
Because they got fucking Herbert. Eckler's a great... He's kind of a mixing like back, in a way.
And then Rams are kind of like sneaky.
What do you mean sneaky? They won the Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying like, but... Guys that you don't really like, you're not like, oh, this is a guy I have to really worry about. And then in the game, you're like, oh, yeah, you got to worry about him, too.
Like Daryl Henderson's that player to me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, Daryl Henderson has a very high floor as a running back. Like, he could sneakily get 80 yards in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I meant, sneaky. Like, you know they're good, but then, like, you almost forget all of them are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the attention gets drawn to one guy here, one guy here. And then when all of a sudden, okay, we're going to double this guy, then the next guy has just a breakout game. Mm-hmm. So that's why I meant, like, kind of like sneaky. You don't always hear about them as a whole skill position group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they show up as a skill position
group. Because Keenan Allen, he's been like a 90 reception, 1,100 yards guy since the fucking Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, he's never the guy where, like, hey, you definitely have to watch out for him. But then all of a sudden, like, in the game, you're like, oh, yeah, we should have been watching out for him.
Yeah. And then Because I think Mike Williams was the guy last year who had the big games. And the other teams were like, he was a seventh overall pick. Mm-hmm. He's breaking out in games. Mm-hmm. He's the guy you got to worry about. And all of a sudden, Keenan Allen, who's like one of the most consistent players I've seen in the last decade.
Yeah.
I don't know if sneaky is it was just the way it
made sense
in my head to say it, but. Yeah, everyone knows they're good, but it's like you kind of forget how good at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the other shout-out would be obviously the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
With, like, Brady, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. They just signed Russell
Gage.
You
can stop at
Brady. Yeah, that's all you need, really.
Yeah, I feel like you could put Brady out there with a WNBA team in pads.
Yeah.
And he's still going to find a fucking way to win
yeah.
and make you feel like...
He's unbelievable.
Like, yeah. you want to hate him, but then you're like, no... He's yeah. too fucking good.
Yeah. He literally won the Super Bowl, and like he was in the locker room just like packing his bag. Just like, this is par for the course for me.
This is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go home and do my favorite thing in the world, and that's bang Giselle Bundchen. You know, my supermodel wife that makes more money than
yeah!
I do.
That's insane.
I still say that interview where he had like all the Super Bowl rings on, but he still had his wedding ring on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, which one of these? He's like, which Super Bowl or which Super Bowl ring like brings back the best memories? And he goes, "That's the important ring," and pointed to his wedding ring. And I'm like, "Hey,
that's a man baller. Who's been a professional for almost 22 years."
Yeah,
he's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's.
We'll see them this year
in Tampa.
Yeah,
I might go if I can afford it.
Yeah,
I won't.
Yeah,
I've decided I just don't need to be at games anymore.
Yeah.
Like the last three ending stories of me, like, and then I threw somebody. I'm just not great in crowds, and I've had to accept that about myself.
That's fair.
You're just like, Lloyd is, you're also like very irritable at times.
Yeah. I just get sensory overload, like, and things like that.
Yeah.
Where I end up just mad every time.
I also don't see you as a very cheery person.
No, I just want to watch the fucking game, and I don't want anyone to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to scream in my ear. And go ahead.
See what happens.
You're going to catch these hands. Not you. Like, yeah, I'm going to catch these hands.
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
But no, like, I don't like that that's how I am. So I just kind of ignored it for a long time. But every time I go to a game, I leave, like, just, like, panic mode angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just stop doing it. Just stop going. Just watch them on TV. It's mm-hmm. fine.
Yep.
Same with going to, like, fights and stuff. I love combat sports, but even like now, like my buddy's like, hey, we're gonna go watch this this boxing thing, and it's just in a packed area, and I'm like, I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also like went to like concerts for years, you worked in clubs for years.
Yeah, I was a bouncer for a long time, so I always feel like it's my responsibility to throw people out when they do something dumb.
Yeah,
which is, I know it's not in here, I know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But then I find myself halfway, like I'm already halfway across the room to deal with something. And yeah. I'm like, I don't work here. So I like the vibe of being there. I like the atmosphere of it. It's just not a good place for me to be. So I'll just have to be an at-home fan.
I also say like, I like a guilty pleasure of mine in sports is a fight. And it's like, if there's a fight in the stands, it's like part of me just wants to intervene in some, I mean, even the most minuscule capacity,
mm-hmm.
whether it's like shouting at them, just heckling them, cheering them on, just in some way. And I know I'm going to get myself in trouble someday.
Yeah. Also, now that every time there's a fight in the stands, it's on every social media platform.
Yes!
I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
And I can very easily be that guy. Like, I feel like I'm like coming across like, oh, I'm a fucking tough guy. That's not what I mean. I just react badly to shit.
Especially,
it's not me trying to be like, oh, I'm gonna fuck somebody up. It's
yeah.
I'll get like where I'm just like sensory overload. Like I feel like I'm panicking, and then somebody will do something, and I'm like, I spent half of my life punching people and getting punched.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just
it's
working
an easy
crowds.
Way. Yeah, it's an easy thing to just fall back into. And I'm fucking physically not. I should not be doing any of that shit
now. No. It's like you're almost, I mean, you're pushing 40 and you got bone disease. So it's like just.
I broke my fucking hip and femur.
After taking a pee.
Yeah. Just tripped over a bath mat. I need to stop.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Taking a pee took you out of work for 6 months.
Eight.
Who knew? I mean, I was there.
Yeah, it sucked.
But
so I don't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. Yeah.
But I'm sitting in the section this year, 156. Come say hello. That's where, like, have you been? You've been to Paul Brown a shit ton.
Yeah.
Where would you normally sit when you go to Paul Brown?
In Katie Blackburn's lap.
Sometimes, like, in the end zone, like, only second deck. Or, like, usually, like, first row of, like, the third deck.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
I'm doing 156, which is, like, where a lot of the, like, really fucking crazy fans sit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I think I saw a fight in 156. I was like, I'm going to see some shit this year.
You better start dressing up real goofy. I want to see you.
I'm going to be Tony the Tiger.
Streaking on the field.
You said orange wig.
Lloyd. That would be... Oh, when am I going to do that? I might... Oh, what game do I want to do the orange wig?
All of them.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to do it to the Browns game just to throw off Deshaun Watson.
Like, set up a massage table right in front of you.
Yeah.
Hey, come here, girl. Oh, damn it.
Oh. I got a license. DM me on Instagram. No, it's gonna be fun this year. Lloyd, are you going to Chameleon later?
Yep.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna work on some jokes there, but because I literally haven't done stand up in 2 weeks, because
you're a plague rat.
Gross. We'll wrap this up. Kelly, dude, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Always fun,
dude. Love always it. Fun. Come say hello anytime. We'll have you back on at some point for fucking sure. But yeah, let's wrap this up. Predictions and bullshit, because we got predictions. We got predictions. We all do. Kelly, what's your prediction?
I will say, is this like a bold prediction or
we could do a regular prediction and a bold prediction?
Okay. I will say that the Ravens will miss the playoffs this year.
I don't hate that take.
Yeah, which I see a lot of people really liking the Ravens, and I get there's a lot to like, but ultimately I just think the receiver talent will kind of overwhelm their chances. And with, like, the AFC's just gotten so much better. Like, all four teams in the AFC West are unbelievable.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, the AFC East, like, the Dolphins have gotten better. The Bills are unbelievable. Pats made it last year. Like, Jets are on the rise. I don't know. There's not enough seats at the table for everyone.
The South is just who's going to be at the top of shit mountain.
Yeah. So I think one of these really good teams is going to miss. I don't think it'll be the Bengals.
I think it'll be the Dolphins.
I could see it being the Dolphins as well.
Because I've never been a fan of Tua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I can
someone that. From the AFC West is probably going to miss. I wouldn't imagine they all get the wild card spots. No. So one of those good teams is going to miss.
For my money, Broncos.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the Chiefs. Chargers are really good, and I think we all like the Raiders. So
I don't like Russell Wilson to the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be my bold prediction, that Russell Wilson is going to wreck into Thaddeus Moss, and you're going to calm yourself to death.
Yeah!
You're going to get into a random car accident in, like, Boise, Idaho, and you're like, what? And then Alex is like, sorry, I can't make it. I weigh 8.5 pounds now because I came out all of my organs.
Oh, boy. I've been having a lot of fun with the Thaddeus Moss thing. It's very fun now. I've been just calling him, like, my knight in shining armor. Because it's like, you can't... It was an old Harry Truman quote. I think I got that right. It's like, if you can't convince him, confuse him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having way more fun by calling Thaddeus Moss, just like saying like he's the greatest tight end ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's way more fun than just talking shit about him.
Oh yeah.
It's still talking shit,
but it's just different. It's way more fun.
There's a certain definitely a certain group of Bengals fans that are convinced he's just waiting for his opportunity to be
They're all in Baton Rouge.
That's probably true as well.
But Lloyd, what was your that's your bold prediction? Russell Wilson and Thaddeus Moss collide?
Yeah.
My bold prediction is that a Target employee gets killed by Davante Adams.
Oh, no. Not the Vegas curse.
Yeah. Sorry. Actually, you know what?
By Vegas curse, I mean alcohol.
Yes.
That's really the only reason.
It was a fucking Top Golf that killed Henry Ruggs' career.
Wasn't some crazy club.
Nope. It was a driving range.
Yeah, I feel like the Raiders just need to be like, all right, keys in the ball.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah. Derek, you got a new job. Collect the keys.
Yeah.
Keys, wallet, phone.
Yep. Phone, wallet, keys. Did you see that Adam Sandler special? Phone, wallet, keys. No, my bold prediction, I say Bengals make the playoffs. Bold prediction, Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett morph into one super douche quarterback, and he is named Justin Gerbert.
I like it.
That's my bold prediction. Let's get into some plugs. You got some things to plug?
Yeah, so feel free to check out my blog in the back. We'll be shooting the shit, talking about football. A lot of it from a Bengals perspective, especially during the season, since I can write whatever the hell I want to write about. That's what I'll choose most of the time.
You and Lou DePasquale.
Yeah, and he's a Bears fan, so if you like the Bears and you, for some reason, want to read more about the Bears, which you probably don't right now.
Also, do you want to learn calculus? Because they're both are fucking boring.
Yeah, so you can check out him. He'll probably be writing up a lot more about general NFL
because
of the state of the Bears, so... Blog in the back, check that out. We're also on Twitter. You can follow me, Kelly Peter, on anything and chat football with me if you'd like.
Of course. You can see us all in Hootie Nation as well. Lloyd.
Check out the Bastard Sermon.
As always.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun lately. Like, especially our Patreon, which, I mean, I hate like being like, hey, pay us $5 to hear it, but it really seems like everyone settles in by that point, so it just gets way more ridiculous. It's a lot of dark comedy, weird. It's all over the fucking place, but it's a lot of fun.
I still maintain the Patreon I did with
Lily.
That was one of the most fun podcast recordings I've ever been a part of.
It was just a fun night.
It was so fun. We all shat on Cody.
Yeah, and then it's fun to watch Alex be afraid of my daughter who's 10 years younger than me.
I was afraid of her when she was a minor. That is insane to me.
Yeah.
And you've heard the fucking, ear pierce story, right? With our friend Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nose piercing.
Oh, the nose piercing. That's right.
Yeah. She's very, very fun. We've had a lot of local comics on. We have a handful of possible guests coming up. That'll be a lot of fun.
Want to spill a couple?
Not yet, until I get...
Ooh.
I want to know if I have people before I say shit.
Right on.
But yeah, you'll hear more about it. And
that'll be so fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Check it out. We're on YouTube. Everything's on camera now.
Yeah.
You get to see all of us be as ridiculous as we are.
That's awesome.
We'll probably have Alex back on sometime during the season,
of course.
I'm sure.
I can't wait. Dude, you, me, Cody and Luke, it's so fun.
Yeah, we have a couple people that just always crush. Phil, who are you going to a special Saturday?
Where is it again?
Right across Urban Artifact.
I feel like I got something going on Saturday. I'm not
canceling. Go see Phil. Phil would come see you.
Yes, he would.
So
yes, he would. I would go see Phil Pointer. Yeah, I'm gonna go see Phil Pointer. Go check him out. He's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Nice, funny. Him and I fuck with each other all the time. It's great. I don't have a whole lot of stand-up plugs. I kind of went balls to the wall with shows because I did like the weekend in Minnesota. And then have you seen US Bank Stadium like in person?
No.
Huge.
Really?
Giant.
Huh.
Like, it's like one of Alex's hands.
But it has a roof. The only show I have right now, January, what the fuck am I saying? July 29th, it's next Friday, I'll be at Birka's Brewing. I'll be doing a little Hot 25.
Nice.
Who else is on that show? Jeremiah Martin out of Lexington. I think Jay Armstrong hosts it. He's a big Bengals guy, so we might have him on this season. Yeah. You know Jay, right?
Yeah.
Jay's the shit. I think that's it. Kelly, who do you want to say fuck you to?
Deshaun Watson.
Yes. Have we said fuck you to Deshaun Watson yet?
Not enough times. If we have, we should have.
Very deserved fuck you to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Lloyd.
Alex.
Kelly. I think we have one thing left to say.
Fuck you, Deshaun Watson. We like the Bengals.
Why, man?
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.